Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, we are standing here expecting. We did not come empty-handed, and we know that you did not come empty-handed. We came with expectation in our heart. And we know that you came with everything that you have. And we thank you that where expectation and your resources meet, where your plan and our expectation comes together, there is a manifestation. We thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, we do, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We praise you. Father, we lift up hands expecting to receive from you. We're not doubting. We refuse to lift up hands of doubt and wrath. But Father, without doubt and without wrath, we lift up hands of expectation. Hands that love you, expressing our love to you. We thank you. We rejoice in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. You know, sometimes you just got to take a little time and stir yourself up. Amen. Just let that stuff on the inside, let them things on the inside start moving. Isn't that right? You know, the thing is, nobody can do it for you. You know what I'm saying? You got to start thinking about the Word. You got to start thinking about what God's done. You got to start thinking about how good He is. You got to start thinking about how powerful He is, how able He is. Start thinking about all of that. Then you got to open your mouth and you got to start thanking God, praising God, speaking the Word. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you better be seated, otherwise we're not going to get seated. Amen. But you just got to stir yourself up. Amen. We appreciate the worship team. Thank you for bringing us in, leading us into the presence of God. Amen. Thank you so much. We appreciate good worship leaders. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, tonight I'm going to talk about something a little different. And we hope that it'll come out in such a way that it'll be a blessing to you. And so if you'll turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6, I'm going to read the first two verses. And we'll just see how the Lord takes us tonight. But at any rate, let's just keep expecting to receive from God. God is good, isn't that right? The Lord has showed me some things for the service tonight. And we're trusting to get there. And so we thank God for that. Amen. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Therefore, leaving the discussion of elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, and of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. The King James Version says this in the beginning, therefore leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. And so we see some foundational doctrines that are presented here, six as a matter of fact, elementary doctrines that we should have a hold of when we profess Christ as our Savior. You want to follow Christ, and then there's these things that come into play. And you'll have to decide what you want to do with those and those doctrines right there. And, the first one that's mentioned there is repentance from dead works. You know, we really would not have a problem with any of that. We all know it takes repentance on our part to come to God, meaning that we turn around and we come to Him. And if I stood up here and says, that's passed away, we don't need that anymore. Most of you would have you'd get a funny look on your face. And then if I said, and it says here, doctrine of faith toward God, you know, that's passed away too. Most of you'd be up and leaving. I mean, you wouldn't waste time. You said, Brother Marvin's lost it. Matter of fact, I don't know if we can call him brother anymore. Do you know what I'm saying? But the truth of the matter is, now listen, we go on here and we read the doctrine of baptisms. Of course, there's water baptism, there's Holy Spirit baptism, there's a baptism into the body of Christ when you're born again, that spiritual baptism. And then we come to laying on of hands. And then we have resurrection of the dead. There's multiple resurrections in that sense, not just one that you can read about in the end times. And then there's eternal judgment. There's several judgments, one for those, the people of God, that we submit our works to Him, and those things are judged, and to see if they're of Him or whether they're just us. Isn't that right? So it's good to check our hearts. The reason why we do what we're doing, we don't want to just to be doing our own thing and then have a heavenly blowtorch just annihilate every bit of it, you know, and stand there with nothing. You save, but you don't have anything to show that you did, and so we have all of that. But I want to zero in on a particular doctrine now. Before we go any further, some of these doctrines, there are people, honestly, that would say this, that some of these doctrines have passed away. They have ceased with the last apostles. And I think it's time that we just lay that lie of the enemy to rest and bury it and just leave it there and just decide to believe what the Bible says. Isn't that right? And it says here, I'm going to look at this doctrine on the laying on of hands. Is that all right with you? You know, if you're like me, when the Lord spoke to me about a major part of my ministry that He's giving me is the Holy Spirit, I wasn't too excited because I didn't know much about it. I wanted a healing ministry, you know, down they go and up they come. Healed. You know what I'm saying? And so when He talked about the Holy Spirit to me, I really didn't know who He was. I knew that He, you know, we should refer to Him not as an it, but a He. Isn't that right? I knew that much, but that was it. That's about it. And I was just not too excited about it because I didn't know much. And so sometimes when we look at something like this on laying on of hands, we say, oh, well, what in the world is that? And so I want to just take a look at this. We see a number of places in the Bible where people laid hands on somebody else, you know. Jesus laid hands on people. And so we want to take a look at this. Some people don't like the laying on of hands. I was in seminary, and the discussion came up one time about laying on of hands. And one guy said, I just really have a problem with these ministers that act like that laying on of hands is going to take care of the problems that people have. And so some of the other students jumped right in. Yeah, yeah, you know, it sounded, acting like the guy had said something profound. And I just kept my mouth shut. And I waited for that wind to pass. You know what I'm saying? And once when it got quiet, I just said to all of them, I said, nevertheless, it's in the Bible. I said, it's in the Bible. And they looked at us like me, like, you know, like they'd never heard anything like that. And so the professor looked at me and he said, Brother Marvin, would you care to explain what you're thinking? So we started talking about some things along that line, and we helped them, and God blessed them, and the guy that brought up the whole thing to begin with, the student, he was already a minister, and he just thanked me for it, and he said, I'd like to talk to you more about some of these things, and so we were able to give some insight in that particular instance where we've remained friends ever since. And he actually pastors quite a large church today. And thank God that, you know, he didn't throw some of these doctrines out. You know what I'm saying? Brother Hagin said, and he has a little book called Laying on Hands out there in the bookstore. You can get it if you want. A little mini book. But he said this is some of the things he said in here, in that book. He said, I realize there is an unprofitable kind of laying on of hands. There are two extremes of it in the church world. One extreme is a mere ritual. There are churches that have a ritual of laying hands on people to confirm them. And according to some church creeds, one receives the Holy Spirit at this time. But this is a mere ritual and formality, and nothing happens. And I can tell you, coming from that background, that there's things that are said, things that are done by ritual, a mere formality, and it doesn't mean that you got any kind of spiritual reality of any kind of what God intended for us to have. And then he goes on and says, on the other hand, there have been extremes, even in full gospel circles. People have had hands laid on them for nearly everything you could mention, and some that you couldn't. Then he goes on and says a little further in his book, he says, I am not going to be frightened out of a New Testament practice, however, because of fanaticism. Nor am I going to be frozen out because of formality. The real is not done away with because of excesses. And so we have to learn what does that mean, laying on of hands? It's in the Bible. So you know, let's take a look at it. Mark chapter 16 and verse 17 and 18. And these signs will follow those who believe. So we know this is talking about us, isn't that right? Look at your neighbor and tell him this is talking about you. And so, because you're a believer, isn't that right? And so if you're a believer, then these signs would follow you, isn't that right? And it says, these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They'll speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Amen? And so I like to point out to you this, that if hands are laid on others and there's no faith exercised, then it is an empty ritual of some kind. It takes faith. Because you see, putting my hand on somebody, it doesn't mean anything is going to happen just because I put my hand on somebody. Isn't that right? It's what happens at the moment. What's going on spiritually at the moment you lay hands on them? That's what's important. That's what's important. So, as we lay hands on people, we ought to release our faith, and those that are receiving by the laying on of hands ought to be releasing their faith at that point to receive what they need from God. So, you see, really, believers can lay hands on the sick. You don't have to call for, you don't have to call some hotline. I'm speaking in all kindness, although may not be a bad thing to do. I'm just simply saying God has told you that if you're a believer, you can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen. So now if you don't see, now here's the thing. If somebody doesn't believe that, then it won't work for them. It won't work for them because these signs follow them that believe. So we know this then, that just by this verse, that hands are to be laid on people in faith, believing that they'll receive something. And the people that come, if they'll come in faith, believing that when hands are laid upon them, they'll receive what they need from God. Amen? You read over in Acts chapter 9, you'll find the story of Paul. Got knocked off of his horse and onto the road there and had a bright light, you know, and had a confrontation with the Lord and just immediately yielded his life to the Lord. But he got up and he went, they led him into Damascus to a street called Straight. He was blind. Okay. And so God spoke to a man named Ananias, who is, there's no record that he was a minister. Matter of fact, it indicates he was a disciple, that he would, should, he called him Saul of Tarsus at that time. He is in the street called Straight. You go over there and you lay hands on him that he may recover his sight and receive the Holy Spirit. So when Ananias went over there and he told Paul what he was there for and did that, he received his sight and he received the Holy Spirit. And so we see that things can be, the spiritual things can happen because hands are laid upon people when it's done the right way. Ananias, the Lord had the, Ananias at first did not really want to go over there Saul of Tarsus. He had heard about that guy, how he killed Christians, persecuted them, and that kind of thing. And it took a little bit of God talking to him to get him to believe that if he went over to a street called Straight, he would find Saul, a believer, receptive to him laying hands on him and receiving his sight and receiving the Holy Spirit. And so, but he went over there and faith happened at that point because Paul received. Amen? Now, there's a lot of ideas about laying on of hands that I want to share with you. Let's look a little bit at what laying on of hands is not. First of all, it is not a cure-all. It is not the thing to do that will fix everything. You know what I'm saying? Some people treat laying on of hands as that'll fix anything. Well, it may and it may not. There may be other things that other ways that God can minister what you need. Okay? The reason I say that, we'll look, if we have time, we'll look at it. But Jesus did not always minister the same with everybody. Isn't that right? Sometimes he laid hands on people. Other times he just simply spoke the word. Other times he said, go show yourself to the priest, you know, and so forth. And he had a number of ways. And so, but laying on of hands was definitely one of those things. But let me just say this, laying on of hands is not a cure-all, meaning this, that it is not the thing, the one thing that you have lacking in your life. And if you do this, you don't have to do anything else in your Christian walk. Just the laying on of hands just took care of everything for you. That's really not true. Do you know what I'm saying? There's still the need to develop and grow in the Lord. There's still the need to keep speaking the word. There's still the need to attend church. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, I was ministering in a healing school one time in some another part of the country, and some lady walked in, had problems. She got healed just like that. The first session that she attended, got healed just like that, disappeared, never showed up again. But see, the thing that we want to encourage you to understand is this, that laying on of hands doesn't take the place of walking with God. Do you know what I'm saying? Now, did she go on and walk with God? I assume so. I assume so. But you see, here's the thing. You cannot just expect laying on of hands to take care of everything. In other words, you there's things you got to do every day in your Christian walk. How many of you understand that? Now, the second thing is, laying on of hands is not some kind of magical act where some mystical exchange between deity and humanity, and nobody knows how it works, and only a few select elite spiritual people can do it, because that's not true. Because these signs shall follow them that believe. Isn't that right? So any believer, we're talking any believer, could lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Isn't that right? Now, another thing, laying on hands is not usually the end of a matter. Now, I'm going to explain that to you. Most of the time, I find people coming up into a prayer line, and when hands are laid upon them, they expect something to be finished, when really it is often the beginning. Let me talk to you about that a moment. Meaning this, that if David right here came up and we laid hands on him, and he's saying, okay, it's all, the problem is all finished, I don't have to do anything with that anymore. The truth of the matter is that if that problem is gone, he is now walking in the reality, a new life, a new level of living, a new way of living. He's now living without the problem. Do you see what I'm saying? So he's actually entering into a new way of living, because prior to laying hands on him, he was actually living with the problem, meaning that the problem existed. And so if we're not careful, what happens is we lay hands on, and so the problem, we expect that problem to disappear, and we go on our merry way. And if we're not careful, we don't stay in faith. We don't understand that now that we got rid of the problem, we don't make any effort to really enter into pressing into everything that we can get now that we have a life without that problem. Do you see what I'm saying? And so I can say it this way. It's a beginning many times into a new way of living. Or it could be this. It could be this, that you come up and we lay hands on you, and that you're looking for somebody that you come in faith believing, and the minister comes in faith to lay hands on you. And in that moment together, we're taking a few steps, and I'm adding my faith to yours. You came in faith, I'm coming in faith, and together we take a few steps, and that encourages you, enables you, strengthens you, so that you can keep moving forward, believing God and being strengthened in the promises of God until the full manifestation of what it is that you need comes. Do you see what I'm saying? So sometimes laying on of hands is not just an end. It is also the beginning of a new life. It is the taking some new steps. And the body of Christ has come together, and we're helping these people take some steps of faith in God. Do you see what I'm saying? Towards what they need. One last thing, laying hands on people is not how you receive everything from God. In other words, I don't just always have to have hands laid on me to receive from God. How many of you know that? That's real simple, but sometimes people get into a desperate situations, and what happens is they don't trust their own, they don't believe that their faith works. You understand what I mean? And they get desperate, and so they think nothing can work except when really we ought to get quiet down on the inside and say, Lord, how do you want to handle this? Do you want me to go forward and have hands laid on me, or do you have another way? Do you know what I'm saying? Because God always has an answer, doesn't he? I said, God always has an answer, doesn't he? So we need to recognize that. All right. So let's move forward just a little bit. Everybody okay? Throughout Scripture, hands are laid on people for specific purposes. I'm going to go through these pretty quickly. To confer a blessing upon someone, as Jacob did to Joseph's sons in Genesis 48, we see that Jacob laid his hands on Ephraim and Manasseh and spoke a blessing over them. It could be also hands are laid on people to install that person into the ministry. In other words, we recognize that they have a legitimate ministry, a legitimate call of God upon their life, and now we're laying hands upon them to confirm that call in their life. We're not producing a call. We're not imparting a call. We're not giving our call to somebody else, but what we're doing is laying hands on people in recognition that God has called that person. Isn't that right? How many understand that one? So we do that. You know, in Acts chapter 13, we see that Paul and Barnabas were together with a number of ministers, and they laid hands on them and prayed and sent them out to do what the Holy Ghost had called them to do. And we see also Paul talks about in his letters to Timothy how he and the elders laid hands on him, on Timothy, and sent him, and he encouraged Timothy, rise up and do what, fulfill the ministry that was spoken of when we laid hands on you, that God, we laid hands on you because we knew God called you to do that. We're convinced God called you to do that, but now there is a rising up that needs to happen. There is a stirring up that needs to happen. There is that fulfilling of the call that needs to happen. And so he was encouraging Timothy to do that. And so we see ministers being installed. And then it could be hands laid on, and I'm going to say this with great caution because people have run wild with this, okay? And that is to impart a spiritual gift, such as Moses laid hands on Joshua, and the Bible says in Deuteronomy 34:9 that he had the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him. And so we know, now listen to me, just because you walk up that minister has certain gifts on him that he operates in, so I'm going to get him to lay hands on me so I can operate in those gifts. That's really not what we're saying. That's really not what we're saying at all. But I am saying this. That Moses over a period of time laid. After a period of time of Joshua serving him and following closely, there was a moment when Moses laid his hands on him, and a spiritual a spirit of wisdom came upon him. Now it can happen. I'm not saying it can't happen, but I'm going to tell you there's a whole lot of things go into that. You can't just go down the row and hand out spiritual gifts without be some kind of connection. Let me just tell you something. If you want the thing that Joshua got from Moses, maybe you ought to try serving somebody for 40 years. That might be part of it, huh? That might be part of it. But I want to tell you, it's even more than that, because even if you serve somebody and then you're not called to do the same thing that they're doing, I don't care if they lay hands on you until you're bald. You're not going to get that call. Isn't that the truth? I don't care how many times Brother Bill lays hands on me, I'm not going to be able to dance like he does. He said that's true. He's very quick to confirm that. You understand what I mean? And so just because you want something doesn't mean that that's how you get it. You know what I'm saying? How many of you understand what I'm saying? sometimes people don't pay attention to that, and it gets into excess, and then people get turned off, and then they're not in position to receive, not willing to receive the good that can come from it. Amen. And then we see that five times in the book of Acts, there were five different times when people got filled with the Holy Spirit. Three out of those five times, people had hands laid upon them to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So we can see it. We could say it this way. We can lay hands on people to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit or be baptized with the Holy Spirit. We have precedent for it in the Bible. And then, of course, the last one is to minister healing to the sick. And that's where we see most of it. Amen? We see this, that Jesus laid hands on the sick and ministered healing. We could read about it, Luke chapter 4, verse 40 and 41. I'm really not going to read all of these, but I want to encourage you. Luke chapter 13, verses 11 through 13 is another one. Mark chapter 8, verse 22 through 25, you can read about those, how Jesus laid hands on the sick and they were healed. And in some cases, demons left. And so we see that Jesus demonstrated laying on of hands as part of his ministry. And so I want to just say this, that laying on of hands is a point of contact where a person releases their faith to receive from God. If somebody comes up into a prayer line to have hands laid upon them and they're hoping God will do something, going to see if God will do something, or if they say, well, I don't know if God will do something, but I'm going to go up there and I just want to find out. You know what I'm saying? Now, let me just say this. If you're and I'll say this very carefully, that might happen once or twice in a person's life when they're absolutely new in Christianity and God wants to show them something, to introduce them. But you know, God expects the just to live by faith. Isn't that right? And the way to come up and receive something when hands are laid on you is to come believing that will happen. That's why I'm sharing these scriptures with you tonight, is to give you that biblical basis, so that when you come up to have hands laid upon you, that you actually do believe that you will receive, and that you can confidently say, when hands are laid upon me, I will receive what God has for me. When hands are laid upon me, I will receive what God has for me. Now, does that mean that minister is holding in his hands what you need? That's really not it. What that person's doing is they have identified a moment, a time when they will release their faith in connection with a certain action. And when that action takes place, they are releasing their faith. They can believe that they'll receive right then. And that's what happens when you lay hands on people. That's why laying hands on people is so valuable. It is necessary. It is part of the ministry of Jesus. It's part of the church's ministry. And so we need to recognize that laying on of hands is a point of contact. Jairus came to Jesus and said, would you lay hands on my daughter? She's about to die. She's very sick. Would you come and lay hands on her? And Jesus acted. He got interrupted by the woman with the issue of blood, but he told Jairus, when they told him his daughter had died, he said, don't be afraid, just believe. What did he mean? You keep on believing that if I lay hands on her, she shall be healed. Because that's what you requested. Keep believing the same thing you were believing before you heard the report. You see what I'm saying? And so we have to understand then that Jesus, in his ministry, was successful in part by him listening and meeting people in what they believed and how they believed. Jesus said, met the Roman centurion. He said, what did the Roman centurion say? Speak only the word. And Jesus said, hey, I don't need to lay, in essence, I don't need to lay hands on him. I don't need to do anything other than give the command, just as that servant centurion is believing. And so there's going to happen. And that's what happened. But you see, my point is, Jesus did what Jairus requested, because he understood that Jairus was releasing his faith at the moment when Jesus was laying hands on him. That's what that Jairus was believing. Amen? Aren't you glad God meets you at the point of your believing? Come on now. Aren't you glad God meets you at the point of your believing? Isn't that right? You say, I really wish I wouldn't have to believe. Well, see, then it wouldn't be so good, because then it would depend upon your own efforts rather than what Jesus can do, if you take faith out of the equation. But you see, the good news is that God has provided for us a way where we can obtain everything that God has for us. Amen. Would you stand to your feet? I remember years ago, I finished a service, and there was an anointing just came in, and we were ministering to people, and things happened, and numerous people got healed and ministered to. And I remember after the service, I'm standing over to the side waiting for the pastor and so forth. And here comes this lady, and she had another lady with her, and she said, Brother Marvin, would you pray for this lady? She's got bumps on her body. And I have to tell you, I thought to myself, now why in the world would you come now? And why didn't you come when the anointing and the altar call was given? Because you see, the anointing that had been with me when I was ministering at the altar call had left. Wasn't there anymore. And so I knew that you can't depend on that, because that's not there. And so the only way for that woman to get healed is to see where her faith is, and see if we can locate her faith and see if we can get something done in that regard. And so I looked at that lady and I said, I'll lay hands on you I'll pray for you only if you believe that when I lay hands on you, that those bumps will disappear in Jesus' name. The lady looked at me. She didn't even hesitate. She said, I believe it will. I said, all right, on the basis of that, we will pray for you. We prayed for her. And I told her, I told the lady that was with her, I said, take her to the bathroom and let's check out and see what the Lord has done. They came back totally happy. All the bumps were gone. All the bumps were gone. But you see, what if that lady would said, well, I hope he does. I hope he'll heal me. I don't know if he'll heal me. Listen to me. I'm confident that not much would have happened. Not much would have happened. But see, you have to. But you see, that lady believed that when hands would be laid upon her, that they would be healed. Amen. And so she got healed. And so I've prayed. I'm sorry to tell you, I've prayed for a number of people that did not express any faith whatsoever. I just prayed for them best I could. You know what I'm saying? And I have to tell you, not much happened. Not much happened right there. And so, you know, other than we believed as we left, we believed that the Lord would continue to work in their life, bringing them to the point of faith, bringing them to the point where they believed something, and then that God could have an entrance there, and so forth. So let's lift our hands up and thank God right now that we do have this ministry of laying on of hands. Amen. Ministry of laying on of hands. It's a doctrine in the Bible. And we thank God for it, because it is one way that we can receive from you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you have made a way for us to act in faith, to come to a place where we can meet you and experience what you have for us. We thank you for it, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it right now, in the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, quickly, let me just tell you this. The Lord spoke to me earlier, and he said there are people here tonight. You have a pressure right across your chest right here. If you'll get right down here, we're going to lay hands on you, and God will heal you. And then also somebody else, you are experiencing, some others, you're experiencing some headaches. I got the idea that it feels like there's a band around your head, or especially around the front part of your head. And if you'll come, we're going to lay hands on you, and we'll believe God. The last thing is this, that if you have something chronic that the doctors have no answer for, and they have no clue, they have told you there's nothing they can do. And if you'll come, we'll lay hands on you. If you'll come in faith, believing in Jesus' name. And so we'll believe, we'll lay hands on you. Can we sing a little something? Let's just worship the Lord while they're getting ready to line those people up. We're going to thank God.
I believe you're my healer.
Let's worship him. Worship the Lord. Those of you in the line, just focus on the Lord Jesus and just worship him. Just worship him. Say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, Larry, which one are you? Here or up here or what is it?
Occasionally, just a few times, I've had difficulty in breathing like it's come in.
Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus, you believe that if we lay hands on you, that'll go away?
Yes, in Jesus' name.
Here it is, right there. It's not magic in my hands, but it's the power of God. That's something, isn't it?
Amen.
Isn't that something? How you like that?
I like it. I like it a lot. Thank you, Jesus.
I receive everything. Not only that, but there's some other things you need, so you just receive it all in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put your hands like this. We lay hands on you in the name of Jesus, believing for all that to be gone. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that. In the name of Jesus, every work of the enemies. No, no, no. You will not oppress this man anymore in the name of Jesus. Loose the power of God, and we thank you for healing in his body. In Jesus' name. Was it hurting when you came up? Did you feel it when you came up?
Was it a little bit by the side?
Mm-hmm. Okay, now you take a deep breath and see what you feel now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just check it out. In the name of Jesus, minister to him right there. Uh-huh. Just take it and receive. Just make up your mind you're getting it. In Jesus' name. Amen. What'd you come for?
It's like a band.
right there. Just put your arms like that. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we lay hands upon this lady. We rebuke the work of the enemy. Command it to cease now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. What's wrong?
My eyes, my vision.
In the name of Jesus. Certainly. In the name of Jesus. Can you tell any difference? Yep. All right. Lift your hands up. In the name of Jesus, just continue the work, Lord. Bless that man. Bless this man in the name of Jesus. Receive that. What is wrong? Right there? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, right there. Are you ready? Do you believe if I lay hands on you, the Lord will heal you? In the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus. I can rebuke that. Command it to come off of her in the name of Jesus. Every part healed, every part whole. That's been affected in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and see what the Lord has done. In the name of Jesus. Now let's not put up with that. Are you ready? You believe we lay hands on you, the Lord will heal you? In the name of Jesus. Right there it is. The healing there. Receive healing in every part. We break every assignment of the enemy in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yep. Thank you, Lord. That's a lie. That's a lie of the devil. In the name of Jesus. Don't look. By the stripes of Jesus, you're healed. That's the truth. Just keep saying that. By the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. Take a deep breath. How do you like that? In the name of Jesus, take a little bit more. In the name of Jesus, receive it in Jesus' name. How about you? You ready? Just lift your hands up to the Lord. There, it's coming on you now. Ha! In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that. That in the name of Jesus, every part healed in the name of Jesus. Every part healed in the name of Jesus. No more oppression in the name of Jesus. No more oppression in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. What?
In this ear, and then like a really sharp knife or something.
In the name of Jesus, healing power. There it is. In the name of Jesus. Right there. Put your hands on your chest. In the name of Jesus. Healing power. In the name of Jesus. There it is. In the name of Jesus. Yes, ma'am. Right there. Like that. In the name of Jesus. There it comes. Just receive it. So I take it in Jesus' name. I receive healing in Jesus' name. Just say that out loud. Right now, hands are laid on me, and I'm receiving in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That was it. You like that?
It went away.
It went away, huh? All right. Praise the Lord. Rebuke the work of the enemy that would do that in the name of Jesus. Just like that. In the name of Jesus, there's a healing power. You ready? There it is, flowing in the name of Jesus. Healing power flowing in Jesus' name. Healing power in the name of Jesus. So I perceive I would be accurate in saying this, that there have been times when it's caused you great fear. So we're not going to have that, put up with that fear anymore in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands up. We rebuke that fear in Jesus' name. Come off of her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. There's a healing power flowing now. Now, in the name of Jesus. There it is. There it goes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You like that? Lift that. You like that? Take a deep breath. Is it still there or gone? Is it gone? All right. Just praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, not come back. Amen. What's wrong with you? What does that mean? Is it a chest thing? Eczema. Oh, okay, see, I know what you mean. In the name of Jesus. And they're saying they can't fix that for you, right? But Jesus can fix that for you. Ready? In the name of Jesus, be free from that. In the name of Jesus. Yes, ma'am. Chest? Head? In the name of Jesus. You ready? You want me to lay hands on you and believe for Jesus? From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, there's flowing now. Just take that and receive that now in the name of Jesus. Take that and receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive. Yep, yep. Pain where? Ache? Where? In your head? How long has that been there? A year? Just lift your hands up. Just lift your hands up. Just lift your hand. Lift them up high. Just lift your hands up like you're really wanting to reach something. That doesn't mean that God's holding it out of reach. But just your hands are just signifying what's in your heart. Reaching out, getting it in the name of Jesus. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus, right there. Healing power. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that work of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, you foul spirit of oppression, leave him alone. In the name of Jesus, I loose him now. In Jesus' name, I'll be free. Feels better? Will you do something? Just stand up there and worship the Lord till I get back to you. Just keep praising God. Amen? Ma'am? Okay. And the doctors have said? All right, just lift your hands up. We'll go to the one who can. In the name of Jesus, you believe when we lay hands on you that Jesus will do something for you, your body, in the name of Jesus. Healing power, in the name of Jesus. Healing all the way from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, every part of your body in Jesus' name. What is wrong? Are you ready? Do you believe when we lay hands on you, you'll be healed? All right. All right. Here we go. In the name of Jesus, just like you believe. In Jesus' name. There's healing power flowing. In the name of Jesus. I command that pain to be gone in the name of Jesus. Whatever's causing that pain to be gone now in the name. You like that? In the name of Jesus. Was it hurting when you came up here? Huh? And now gone? Well, you stand there and thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Right in here. The doctors can't do anything. Okay. You ready? You want me to lay hands on you? You believe Jesus will do something for you? What do you believe he'll do for you? Heal you? Okay, in the name of Jesus, based on what you said, we're going to lay hands on you. Well, there it is, right there's a healing power. Just lift your hands up to the Lord. Receive right now. There it is. You're getting it. Just let it flow. Every part healed in the name of Jesus. Every part healed. every part healed in the name of Jesus. Receive, receive, receive in Jesus' name. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Okay. In the name of Jesus, we lay hands in faith. She's requested it, Lord, for your healing power to flow in her body right now. We rebuke the enemy in every part that's been affected in the name of Jesus. Loose healing in her body right now. Thank you, Lord. Now lift your hands up and thank you, Father. Yes, ma'am. Right there. That's that man. That's what I've been looking for. You ready? You believe it'll go when we lay hands on you? In the name of Jesus, right there. Free in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All right. I'm back. So you praising the Lord? What's been happening? Well, that's what you told me a while ago. Is it still that way? Kind of a little bit? Well, lift your hands up and just keep praising the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I command that to come off of him. In the name of Jesus. Every bit of it in the name of Jesus. Every bit of it in the name of Jesus. Every bit of it in the name of Jesus. Every bit of it. Every part gone. Every part gone in the name of Jesus. Now, free, loosed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just praise the Lord. Just praise him out loud right there where you are. Just start praising the Lord. Just start praising the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You start praising him like just like he's taking care of every bit of it. You start praising him right now. Just praise him some more. And just praise him some more. And just praise him some more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yep, there's... Take all of it. Yep, yep. Take all of it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. See, the idea is that you keep your eyes on the Lord. You don't just keep checking the problem. You understand what I mean? Now, I don't mean that you ignore the problem, but you spend more time praising him than you do evaluating the problem. And I'm going to tell you something. You'll find yourself walking out of it. Amen? Amen? Are you going to do that? But you know you started the journey now. This is the beginning, not the end. You understand what I mean? And so we're walking with you a few steps here. Isn't that right? Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now come with me. We're going to praise the Lord together. We're going to take a few steps together. Glory to God. Just lift your hand up and just praise him in the name of Jesus. We praise God in the name of Jesus. See, we're praising God together. I'm helping you walk a few steps. These believers are helping you walk a few steps free, free, free in the name of Jesus, free in the name of Jesus, free. See, you got to think about Jesus. You got to think about the healer. You got to rejoice in the promise of God. You got to rejoice because of what Jesus did for you. You got to rejoice because the Holy Spirit is working on you right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. You're going to be able to walk now? You're going to be able to operate in it? Hallelujah. Ha-ha. Hallelujah. You all right? You going to good? Yeah. You sure you're good? Yeah. See, there's working on you. Huh? Just let him work on you. Amen. Don't be embarrassed for Jesus. If these people have a if anybody has a problem with you praising the Lord and getting happy and all of that, then they got a bigger problem than you do. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and laugh. Ah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Lift your hands up one more time. Thank you, Father. We bless you, Father. You're doing a good work. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you for blessing these people, helping them have a successful week in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you have needs for anything else, we've got prayer team coming. They're coming. If you're here, a guest for the very first time, I got the prayer. The connection team people are coming to take you to get that gift out there in the West Lobby, and they'll be able to give that to you as our way of saying thank you. We pray that you come back. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for being attentive tonight, every one of you, and for receiving and listening and expecting God to do something good for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad God's doing a good work in our lives? Amen.